Scripture for today is taken from the book of 1 Samuel. Now, for those who may not know, where is 1 Samuel? Is it in the Old or the New Testament? Old Testament, that's right. So if you take either your Bible that you brought or a pew Bible and turn to 1 Samuel, it's actually towards the beginning of the Old Testament. It is between Ruth and, of course, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings. So I invite you to turn to 1 Samuel Chapter 17, we'll begin reading with verse 41. Once you've found that, would you please close the Bible on your finger and stand with me. Raise those Bibles high above your head and let's say our Bible pledge this morning loud and proud. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read 1 Samuel, chapter 17, beginning with verse 41. The Philistine came on and drew near David with his shield bearer in front of him. When the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and handsome in appearance. The Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the wild animals of the field." But David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This very day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head, and I will give the dead bodies of the Philistine army this very day to the birds of the air and to the wild animals of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all the assembly may know that the Lord does not save by sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hand." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As Jay talked about taking your bulletin home and keeping it by your prayer chair, we have a study guide that Cliff prepared for us. I invite you to take this home as well, and it gives you some devotional time each day as you pray for those in the church and around the world that need our prayer as well. So please take that home with you, and it will guide you this week. The story of David and Goliath is one of the most popular in the entire Bible. Anyone, however, with any sense would know that Goliath is going to win, right? Anybody would know that. But that seems to be the way the majority thinks in any situation. However, think about our nation in its infancy. There is no way a ragtag bunch of revolutionaries could bring England to her knees, is there? No way at all. But they did, didn't they? That was the thinking in the Valley of Elah about 3,000 years ago as well. The frightened Israelite army up against the brutal Philistines. As Chuck Swindoll writes, quote, "The odd makers would have laughed. Hands down, Goliath gets the nod. Place your bets on a sure thing. That little Bethlehemite scampering up the slope must have looked like a wart on a grizzly's belly or a bee buzzing on a behemoth. Who would have ever guessed the outcome, but who hasn't applauded it down inside?" End quote. It's true. We love it, don't we, when the underdog wins. I think there's this little place in everyone's heart that we're born with that whenever the underdog wins, it's jumping up and down and celebrating, isn't it? Yeah.